Thank you for being on board. Are you on board with our next topic here? Because you heard what the Browns said yesterday about the quarterback situation. It's back up in the air. You don't have a starting quarterback. Is that a fair assessment based on what Andrew said yesterday?
Andrew said that.
Yeah, you do not have a starting quarterback right now as we head into the offseason.
I can't tell you if the 2026 starter is internal or external, and the new head coach will have input.
So if you are a Shedeur Sanders fan, how does that make you feel right now? How are you? Are you digging what he said? You're like, good. Shedeur's going to go out and win that job. He's going to say Shedeur's going to go out and win that job, and it's his, and he's going to go grab it, and he's going to take it.
Sock it to me, Andy.
There you go.
I'm digging it.
Are you done? I'm trying to think of any non-Goldie Hawn reference I can make right now.
But, Mama, I'm just talking about Shaft.
I need a button that says Uncle. Uncle. 216-474-0092. Jeff, let's hear what the people have to say. Cleveland's in Cleveland.
The people.
Cleveland, how are you? Are people that call our show Cleveland. Need a name, right? They need a name. It's been 14 years.
Our lovable listeners.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Cleveland.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I was thinking what Mary Kay had said earlier, talking about the how bad the offensive line was and how they were going to, you know, try to overhaul it at best, except for one guy that she said she wanted back. So if that's the case, how does that tell how these young quarterbacks that we had were able to fare all year with something like that that they had to deal with? And I'll listen to you guys.
Wait, Cleveland, just ask that again because it was a little muffled for me.
No, it's this.
Oh, okay.
He said,
thanks, Cleveland.
What Cleveland was saying was, okay, how do you get a good evaluation on two young quarterbacks when the offensive line wasn't very good for most of the year?
I could throw in the wide receivers too.
Sure. And he's right. How do you? That's probably part of the reason why I can't tell you if the 2026 starter is internal or external. I don't think you got a good enough look at Dylan Gabriel, and I don't think you got a good enough look at Shedeur Sanders. I don't. And
do you think ownership would disagree with you saying that he thought the roster was good enough to win?
Well, I don't think
he could have said anything other than what he did say yesterday.
Yeah, he couldn't have said, we had a bad roster. Well, then why'd you keep the guy who put it together?
That's right. Better to take the heat
on
that one. Yeah.
Why'd you keep the guy? I don't think you got a good enough look at either one of those quarterbacks. Now, which one do I think has a better chance to be a middle of the pack or above average NFL starting quarterback?
Shedeur.
It's Shedeur.
Yeah,
it's Shedeur.
And that's the bottom. That you're saying that could be the bottom. I think there's a higher ceiling than what you're saying.
I hope so.
Okay.
I'd be surprised.
If you make him the starting quarterback, you better hope there's a bigger ceiling.
I'd be surprised. From what I saw, he looks like a guy who could be a competent NFL quarterback.
Okay.
You know who I would, and if he could reach this level, congratulations. I think it would
Sam Darnold.
Phenomenal. Jared Goff.
Okay.
Jared Goff. They both have okay mobility. They both have pretty good arms. And when they have talent around them, they can do the job. I think if Shedeur could reach Jared Goff level, outstanding. And that would be great for the franchise.
I think Shador's mobility could get significantly better now that he knows the league a little bit more and that he can understand the speed. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he'll some of the mistakes that he made.
Bad. I mean, his mobility was okay.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That some of his the mistakes you may have seen on mobility, like diving forward or just little things here and there, I think part of that is being a rookie. And I think that he'll understand when he'll be in a spot where his mobility will be a huge advantage if he can move forward.
Yeah.
He's got to have the right guys around him. He's got to have the offensive line. He needs help at wide receiver. And he needs someone that's going to coach him up a little bit. Even he admitted, I mean, it doesn't matter that it was his dad or not, but when you have the same coach all the way through, sometimes it's better to hear a different voice. And I'm not saying anything bad against Deion, but I do think that anyone that's ever played for multiple coaches in their life or in their career in any sport at any level know that you're going to get different things from different people. And while his dad may be one of the best athletes we've ever watched play any sport, it's still good to hear things from other people. And I think Shedeur addressed that over the weekend. He's like, you know what? I'm getting used to it. You know, it's not the same voice that I've been hearing for my entire career.
Life.
And again, that goes back into being a rookie. Forget the last name, being a rookie.
Dano, you think there's anything to that Jared Goff thought I had?
I could see it.
Yeah.
I always thought that when anybody would ask me, where do you think his ceiling is, I always said Diet Joe Burrow. That's what I've always seen with him, with his ceiling. Where it's basically, it's not as good as Joe Burrow. It's not going to be the anticipation and all that kind of stuff. But he reminds me of Joe Burrow. And kind of the diet version of it.
And that might be Jared
Goff. Might be Jared Goff, yeah. Diet Joe Burrow might be Jared Goff. You're right.
It just all depends on how it tastes, right?
Less filling.
Yeah, tastes great.
You win.
All right, thank you.
Unless all the artificial sweeteners get you.
Oh, come on. Rodney's in Litchfield. Hey, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
Well, I'll tell you guys, here's the way I look at it. A new coach, I don't see them hiring anybody that's been around the block a few times. And I'm just going to throw, you know, Pete Carroll out. And I'm not saying I want these guys. I'm just saying guys like that, the guy from Baltimore, I don't think they'll hire somebody like that because I don't think they want anybody in the building that's smarter than them. And that's the way I feel. That's what I've seen the last 5 years. I think Stefanski's hands was tied. I don't think Stefanski was the answer. I agree with what Jeff said earlier. There was play calling. There was things that happened, pre-snap penalties. I'd like to have something. They got all these stats, all these pre-snap penalties. Was it because we had 15 different linemen all year with four different quarterbacks?
It's possible.
If that was the case, then there's an answer behind it.
Let me ask you something. When you say smarter than them, who are you saying? Who is the them? Jimmy Haslam?
Oh, definitely Haslam's.
Okay.
And Andrew Barrett.
Haslam's had to make the choice on Watson or somebody would be fired right now.
True. And I'm not going to argue that
Stefanski
at all.
This year.
And somebody was, and you can be sure Stefanski's not the guy who made that call.
And the guy that left the building, DeBasio or whatever. I'm just
Deep
telling
Podesta.
You what I'm... Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you what I see. I'm telling you what the average fan sees, people that watch the games. We've got a bigger problem than our head coach, even though he may have been part of the problem. I'm telling you, a guy leading a team right now, look at what happened to Ohio State. Look what happened to Aaron Rodgers 2 weeks ago. If you don't have a good offensive line and you don't protect a quarterback and they don't have time to throw the ball, you don't have a good football team.
Fair enough. I'll buy that.
Yeah, did Justin Fan all of a sudden turn into a bad quarterback against Miami? That's what people were reporting.
I just think he became a young, nervous quarterback in that championship game, which is something we haven't seen all year. We really haven't.
And Aaron Rodgers became a young, nervous quarterback 2 weeks ago with Myles Garrett running after him. We have no reason.
Rodney, thank you, Rodney. Appreciate it.
To quote our buddy Austin Carr,
mm-hmm.
What does pressure do, Andy?
Cooks.
Burst the pipes.
Do you think the pressure burst the pipes on Aaron Rodgers against the Browns 2 weeks ago?
Didn't help him, and he did it.
No, but I still think the play calling was like, it was just too finite for what Miles was trying to accomplish. And I think that they put aside. Plus, they had a million injuries. You didn't have DK Metcalf.
Yeah, wide receiver one, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I'll tell you all you need to know there.
You tell me this, Packer fan Dan. Did you think Aaron Rodgers was scared against the Browns?
No. He's been getting the ball quick the entire season. Did the same thing against the Ravens.
Yeah,
what does pressure do? Can we go Ernie Accorsi here? When the former GM of the Browns and Giants was on our show?
Do we have David Bowie and Queen? Can we cue that up, please? Thank you.
No, you remember what he said, though? He said there are three things in building a football team. A quarterback. Protect the quarterback. Get to the quarterback. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And guess what? The Browns have one of the three.
Yeah, one for three.
One for three.
That's not good.
Nope.
Nelson's in Avon. Hi, Nelson.
Hi, Nelson.
That one might be a double or a home run.
That's true.
Hey, guys. What a 24 hours, huh?
It's a great day. It's the Browns.
Browns are the gift that keeps on giving. And and to keep up with the Shawshank theme, hope is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
That's a great line. Great movie, too, by the way.
So was Brooks was here.
Yeah, I know. we all thought, right, I think we can all agree that the quarterback situation or setup this year for the Browns was at best peculiar.
Yes.
I would say
good word.
That Shador, I would say that in my opinion, Shador has at least earned himself the opportunity to compete. for the gig. I don't see franchise quarterback on Shador, and you guys were talking comps. I don't know why. I think Geno Smith when I think of Shador for whatever reason. Although I think Goff is a pretty good comp too.
If he can get there,
that's right. If he can get there, right. But in my humble, I just don't think that the quarterback for 2026 is on the roster. I get the sense that they're going to go if they can. And I have a question here, like a Mac Jones type of route. But I heard Barry talked peculiarly, made a comment about cap flexibility at the beginning of the new season. What would that do? Because Deshaun Watson's contract is still on the books, right? So
for one more year.
And if we have all these other holes that we have on the roster, how are we going to fill all those holes? Assuming that we're going to build an offensive line with a bunch of free agents, where's the money going to come from to get a guy like Mac Jones, who I think earned himself some decent money or the opportunity to earn more money next year because of the way he played at San Francisco? But hey guys, thanks for the time as always.
All right, Nelson. Well, let's ask Paul DeBodesta where the money's going to... Oh, wait a minute. That part of his gig?
Or according to our former, another caller, former Mayor Bill de Blasio.
All I know is Bobby DiBiase or the Guardians almost drew off the road. Hey, it's close enough to my name.
Bobby D is getting all kinds of coverage here. Last one. He never realized that he was going to cross over to football, but he finally got his wish.
DiBiase, there's a D there.
Bobby, maybe the million-dollar man will find the money.
Oh, yeah.
Got enough money to pay Andre the Giant. He could do this one.
I like it. All right, let me take
Ted DiBiase.
Let me take one more. Jake's in Parma. Hi, Jake. Jake.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? I got about a minute, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the advanced metrics on Shador Sanders. A lot of people don't talk about his time to throw. He had 3.09 seconds, which was number one ranking of all quarterbacks in the NFL, and then his EPA, which was – basically what he's responsible for points in the game, ranked 75th out of 79 eligible quarterbacks that played.
What so you're I saying that he like, wasn't at the bottom is what you're saying?
Yeah,
you're saying
much.
There's hope?
Yeah, there's a chance, as they say. But, with the future outlook, I think what the previous callers said, I don't think our quarterback's on the roster either. And, you know, a lot of the quarterback play might have just come down to offensive scheme. And I mean, there was consistent through the last like 13 quarterbacks, you know, and that's pretty much where I stand. So it could be the coach, or maybe Shador has a flash in the pan, or I don't think any of the quarterbacks have reached their potential under Stefanski.
Gotcha.
And that's how,
all right, Jake, thank you. Appreciate it. That's the advanced metrics. I didn't know that. And Dan, normally you're on that stuff too. I didn't realize he had that long to hang out of the ball.
I think P.J. Walker reached his potential.
Number two was Caleb Williams on that list.
It's not good. All right, let's roll on with this.
Even
again.
Or he just held the ball too long.
He held the ball too long.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's two ways to look at it.
Blocking was there.
Yeah, that's true,
he
too.
He just held it too long.
Oh, now I'm perplexed.
But Andy,
Jeff,
that's a rookie quarterback, and there's room for growth. I mean,
that's true.
Seriously, let's hope he figures that out.
James Palmer from The Athletic is going to join us in the next hour. I'm still curious where you think this quarterback situation is going to go, knowing that your general manager, who's leading the charge to get you a new head coach, didn't have a lot of confidence in the quarterbacks currently on the roster, and that includes Shador. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.